the founder of my favorite grilled chicken by far, and another homegrown Mpumalanga speciality, the man behind the Galitos brand, that is Louis Gemerseis. Louis, straight to your origin story. I mean, the best I've heard by far. I'm probably sure you're tired of telling it, but could you share what really influenced the decision to start your own takeaway spot, and why move next door, Louis? Next door.
right next door. I was a franchisee with one of my competitors, and a happy franchisee. And in 1996, they decided to list the business. And I was only a 49% shareholder, so I was actually forced out of the business. And I decided, look, what can I do now? I was happy in that industry, and I decided I'm going to open right next door and take a chance and see how it goes. And that was the start of Galitos. I still own that store today.
Sure.
It's the same landlord. He's a prominent businessman in Nelspruit. And he also guided and helped me through the years. So it's nearly a 30-year relationship that we're talking about now.
Mm. And since 96, obviously, Galitos has come a long way. One store in Brown Street, we have now over 200 stores. I hear some of my colleagues telling me about stores in Washington, D.C., Dubai. And I was quite interested to see Mozambique. Everywhere you go, there is a Galitos. Looking at this massive success, many business people would have offered for chain stores, but you decided on going the franchise route. Why?
So I came from a franchise background. So I was a franchisee, and I understood the franchisor position. And basically what I did is I opened four stores, four Galitos, and ran them myself and understood the business properly before I even thought about franchising. Then somebody from the old Petersburg, which is Polokwane, approached me and said, no, they'd like to open a store in Polokwane. And I said, okay, let's franchise it. And we opened a store, and it was absolutely the busiest store. And it's still to this day, it's one of my busiest stores in the group. And like I said, I had already had experience in the franchising business.
Mm-hmm.
So what franchising does is it just, there's no guarantees, obviously, in business ever. Yeah. But what it does is it de-risks the person. So you could go and open your own chicken brand, but the risk will be bigger than if you go with a reputable franchise organization.
Mm.
And yeah, after 30 years, I can tell you, we still learn every day. If I could never say that I know everything that's right and what's wrong, but I know most of it after 30 years.
Interestingly enough, unlike many fast food outlets that we see, your face or name isn't linked to the business. What was this a conscious decision? And would you say there are any benefits linked to that? Because I know with the capital M, that used to be the first person, the first owner's surname. And with the other guy, I mean, that's his face on in front of that store.
Yeah, maybe I don't have a face for it. More face for radio. Yeah, we created Galitos, which is this flying chicken.
Yeah.
So that is our face. And this is this cheeky guy that runs around the chicken coop, and he's got attitude. And that's basically what Galitos is. We're a bunch of entrepreneurs, and we've got attitude, and we're not scared to go anywhere. And you're right, we've just opened in Washington, D.C. And actually, last week we opened a dark kitchen in Hollywood,
ooh,
which is interesting. And then we're in Dubai. We've got, I think, 10 stores in Dubai. We're in Canada. We've been in Canada for 10 years. We're opening Serbia, Belgrade. We opened already in Fiji. We're opening in Bangladesh. We've just opened our 24th store in Nairobi, Kenya. So, yeah, we're not scared to go to places. Why? Because of our product. We've got a superior product. In my mind, I go to bed at night. I have to know that my chicken is better than anybody else's, and I believe it is.
Sure.
And this is an Mpumalanga Lowveld company. This was started here in 96, and there's no getting away from it. We make all our sauces in Rocky's Drift at our factory. Those sauces get shipped all over the world.
So it's right here at home.
Right here at home. No, nowhere else.
And for those of you who have just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise of Fame with the founder of Galitos, Louis Gemerseis, as he shares part of his business journey. And The one part that I find really interesting, Louis, I've seen a lot of these pods, you call them, that are breaking into the township space. Could you tell us more about that initiative and why would you take that route?
Because I think everybody deserves to have Galitos. Mm. And if there's a position that we can't take because of cost in a rural area, possibly a container would work because it costs less.
Yeah.
So we give the people exactly the same experience. We don't change the flavor profiles. Nothing changes. And so we're taking basically the chicken to the people. And that's proved very, very successful. It's a very, very good business model. The trick behind it is to make sure that these containers look beautiful all the time. Because if you drive around some parts of South Africa, you see these old dilapidated containers and they look terrible. And that can be brand damaging. So we're very strict on maintaining the quality of the containers.
Mm. And you've mentioned, obviously, there are a lot of chicken outlets that we see, however, and franchises, in fact, that open and close soon after. In your opinion, what are they doing wrong?
You know, I don't know if they're doing something wrong. The biggest problem, I think, in opening any kind of business, and the business guys will tell you, is cash flow.
Mm.
They start these ventures and they run into cash flow issues, and it's a money thing, basically. They also, if you can make a good braised chicken at home, doesn't mean that you can open a franchise. Because a lot of these guys say, well, I make the best braised chicken in the world and I'm not going to open 200 franchises. That's impossible. Mm-hmm. You've got to surround yourself with a very, very solid team. You've got to have cash flow to roll out these businesses. But most importantly, you've got to have a very, very good product because it's competitive. And that's where we've got the edge. Pricing is important.
Yeah.
You need to understand your pricing. Everybody's looking around now. Times are quite difficult, and I can't see them getting easier. So we're very conscious of our price points.
And just to close off, maybe some words of wisdom to some of those who are looking into possibly venturing as a franchisee within Galitos or any other store out there.
It's, you know, you've got to really check out that franchise. Mm. You've got to contact people that are already franchisees, and you've got to vet the business. Don't just go and, you know, there's so many people out there that are just selling concepts that have got no proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be careful. And you've got to be very much aware that you're going to be working hard. When all your friends are playing and jolling, you're going to be working.
I am so interested. My favorite chicken, I'm not buying face here. My favorite chicken by far. But thank you so much, Louis, for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
And that was Galitos founder Louis Germeses sharing his part of, well, should I say a part of his business journey. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.